listener production. Australia chastised by China. Labor backs aged care pay rise. Fuel inefficiency costing motorists. And truce to halt airstrikes in Gaza. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and here's your news headlines for today, Monday, August 8. Number 1. Independent MP Sophie Scamps is set to propose that the federal government ban junk food advertising to children in a private members' bill. Scamps, who prior to entering Parliament as the MP for McKellar, worked as a GP in Sydney, said junk food advertising to children was fueling an obesity epidemic. Brands such as McDonald's, KFC, and Hungry Jack's spent millions sponsoring elite and children's sports. Around a quarter of Australian children are overweight, and 1 in 10 are obese. New research in the UK, meanwhile, indicates 100,000 obesity cases have been prevented due to a ban on junk food advertising on the Transport for London network. Number 2. China has demanded that Australia treat its handling of the, quote, Taiwan question with caution, as opposition defence spokesman Andrew Hastie calls for greater investment in missile capability. The Chinese embassy in Canberra on Sunday criticised Australia for joining Japan in condemning Beijing's show of military force over Taiwan last week. Taiwan deployed aircraft and ships on Sunday after the Chinese military performed a simulated attack on the island, triggered by a trip to Taiwan by the US delegation led by Nancy Pelosi. Albanese government minister Chris Bowen said China's reaction to Pelosi's visit was over the top. Number 3. The Albanese government will advocate for a pay rise for workers in the aged care sector in its submission to the Fair Work Commission today. The wages umpire is considering a case brought forward by the unions, which are calling for a 25% pay increase for residential and home workers. Aged Care Minister Annika Wells said the government's submission would call for a significant, meaningful pay rise, but not specify an amount. Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke has meanwhile signalled that Labor will legislate to stop employers slashing wages by getting pay deals axed. Number 4. The automotive sector is pushing for the federal government to impose an emissions cap on vehicles, as a new report finds failure to adopt fuel efficiency standards costs Australians $5.9 billion in fuel costs. The report from progressive think tank, the Australia Institute, found the abandonment of a fuel efficiency plan in 2015 has cost motorists billions in the 6 years since. The report also found that the release of 9 million tonnes of carbon dioxide would be prevented, similar to a year's worth of emissions from domestic aviation. More than 80% of the global car market is subject to fuel efficiency standards, leaving Australia as an outlier. Motor industry groups have released a joint statement calling on the Albanese government to mandate carbon targets to replace a voluntary standard the sector has set for itself. The sector says it is a competitive disadvantage when trying to import electric vehicles because car makers prefer to send their limited supply to nations that reward cars that fall below the emissions cap. However, leaked documents reveal the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries is coordinating a secret campaign to delay Australia's transition to electric vehicles. And number 5. Israel and the Palestine Islamic Jihad movement have agreed to a truce following the 3-day assault on Gaza that has killed at least 43 Palestinians. The Egypt-brokered ceasefire seeks to halt the most serious violence in the region since 2021, with the Palestinian Health Ministry reporting that 15 children were among the victims killed in Israeli airstrikes. Israel blamed a stray rocket fired by Islamic Jihad for some of the civilian deaths in Gaza. In addition to those killed, more than 300 civilians have been reported wounded, with apartment buildings destroyed in the attacks. In response, Palestinian militants fired hundreds of rockets into Israel, but most were intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system. And that's it for Post today, Monday, August 8. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5, here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a lovely day.